Okay, now it's time. Time to relax. Time to relax your body as we work you down, down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. We're going to start with your feet and work our way up to the top of your head. And then we're going to take you down even deeper. Before we continue in tonight's session. So, let's go ahead and start with your feet. And just let them relax. Let all the tension and strain out of them. Allow yourself to relax. There's no need to do anything, but just simply let your mind and body relax. And now, as you let the tension out of your feet, allow it to continue on upwards. Upwards into your calves. Allow your calves to relax, letting them get more and more comfortable, letting yourself get more and more comfortable. As you let me guide you down into a nice, deep trance. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, just let them get more and more comfortable and relaxed. There's really no need to move them for what we're doing. There's no need to do anything at all, but just listen to my voice and let yourself relax. That's right. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, your waist, allowing your entire lower body to just simply get more and more comfortable. As you listen to my voice and relax and let go, there's no need to do anything right now. Just allow yourself to relax more and more deeply. Let my voice guide you down, down through a set of relaxation exercises and down into a nice, deep trance. That's right. So very, very comfortable, so very relaxed, relaxed and going deeper with each and every word. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, your waist, your hips, your stomach. Feel the relaxation all the way up to your chest. Just letting your legs and body relax, allowing yourself to relax, relaxing more and more with each and every word. Let your breathing slow until it's going in and out at a nice, steady pace, just nice and comfortable. There's no need for you to move. There's no need for you to do anything, but just listen to my voice. Relax. That's all you need to be doing right now. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, your waist, your stomach, your chest, your shoulders, your arms, your hands, letting every part of you relax below your neck, letting everything get more and more comfortable. Find yourself coming to a place where your body doesn't even want to move, because you are so very deeply relaxed. That's right. allow yourself to relax so very, very deeply. Allow yourself to become so very, very comfortable. There is no need to move. There's no need to do anything. To do anything but let yourself relax as I guide you down deeper and deeper. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, your waist, your stomach, your chest, your shoulders, your arms, your hands, your neck, your face, your eyes, allowing your entire body to let go and relax. There's no need to move unless you become uncomfortable. There's no need to do anything, but just let me guide you. Guide you down into a nice, deep trance. And now, as I continue, I'm going to count you down now, down from 10 to 1. And with every number, you'll find yourself sinking down a little deeper. You'll find yourself relaxing a little more. You'll find the rest of the world slipping away a little further as my voice guides you down, takes you down into a nice, deep trance. 10. Your mind slipping away a little deeper with every word. 9. So very relaxed, going deeper and deeper still, as I guide you down, as I take you down into a very deep and comfortable trance. 8. Deeper and deeper still, your mind slipping away. You find yourself falling down into a wonderfully deep trance, one which I guide you through. 7. Deeper and deeper still, your mind and body already so relaxed as I take you down further and further, deeper and deeper. 6. We're halfway there. You find yourself already so very comfortably relaxed. You find your mind continuing to go downward, downward as I take you there. You can feel yourself getting deeper and deeper. That's all you're going to do. The rest of the world drifting further and further away as my voice guides you down, takes you down. 5. So very, very deep already, and going deeper still. You find yourself being taken along this journey, taken further and further away from the rest of the world, from your worries and problems, to a place where only my voice exists, guiding you, controlling you, taking you further still. 4. Already so very deep and going deeper, you find your mind completely focused on my voice. You are completely focused on my voice, on my guidance, on my training. 3. So very, very deep and still going deeper, your mind and body listening and focusing on my voice as I take you down deeper and deeper into my control. 2. So very, very relaxed. So relaxed. So deep. So obedient. This is not a place for choices. This is a place where I will guide you, where I will control what happens. 1. So very, very deeply relaxed. So wonderfully comfortable. And at the same time, my voice controls you. My voice guides you. Guides you on this particular journey. That's right. I am guiding you along. And now, I want you to picture something in your mind. You are going for a workout of some sort, or perhaps another form of training session, a personal trainer, even a life coach. And as you enter their presence, you find yourself being drained of your own free will. You find that their control over you is almost impossible to resist, that their commands to you are just simply orders meant to be obeyed instantly and without thought. It seems as if the moment they give a command, your mind and body don't hesitate to obey. They just simply do. It's as if you've lost all control over yourself. And what's more, it doesn't seem to matter what kind of advice or commands they're giving to you. A small part of you would practically salute the moment an order was given, assuming that were appropriate. However, it's not something you do. It just simply seems that their words enter your mind and force this kind of instant and absolute obedience. It is as if this person is suddenly, completely, and utterly in charge of you, in charge of what you do, in charge of anything they wish. Suddenly, any command this trainer, this instructor gives, is immediately obeyed. You find yourself incapable of resisting, and a small part of you, a small secret part of you, is actually hoping that they will give orders outside of traditional training, orders that would still have to be obeyed, orders that you would simply have to obey. Because the moment you go into any form of training like this, you find yourself brought to a place of instant and complete obedience. It does not matter if the instructor is training your fitness, a life coach, someone at a gym, any of these things. Anyone you consider an instructor who has more power than you is telling you precisely what to do, will suddenly be given more power than they should ever actually have. That's right. You see, their commands will suddenly be instant and absolute. You may or may not want them to be, but it will not matter. If they ask you to do 3 more reps, you do 3 more reps. You push yourself until there is simply no ability to continue. This is simply how it works. They are in charge. You obey. There's a part of you that is being forced into submissive obedience to these people. You simply have no choice. You may even find yourself fantasizing about them, abusing their power, taking control and using you in other ways that have nothing to do with a workout or an exercise regime. But it doesn't matter. The moment you are in their presence, they are in charge. You find yourself immediately and totally obedient to their will. It is as if they are suddenly, for this moment, the complete and utter master of your mind and body. They are capable and entitled to command, and you are submissive and subservient and must obey. You may even find yourself letting slip little terms of obedience, little terms that let them know that you obey. calling them sir or ma'am, letting them know that they are in charge, taking a subservient attitude or posture. These things seem to flow out of you without choice or thought. This person, this trainer, is suddenly in charge of you, and you are required to obey. You can imagine this. You can feel it in your mind. The power of their commands, the power of their words, the power of their position. That's right. The authority that their position holds over you, and it seems to be absolute. It is as if someone has reached into your mind and turned on complete and utter obedience switch that says, you must obey, you will obey, you shall obey, and there is no other choice but to obey. It seems as if they have your complete and utter attention the moment they begin training you. However they begin training you, if they tell you it's time for you to get rid of all those carb-laden snacks, it's suddenly an order processed by your mind, your only possible answer being yes, and your only possible result being taking care of it. If they tell you, go to the floor and give me 20, you'll find yourself doing 20 push-ups, whether you're capable or not, until you are simply no longer physically capable of obeying. If they tell you to strip naked, you will find yourself doing that as well. They are completely and utterly in charge, and you can picture it. Some small part of your mind wants these people to have this level of authority over you. And now you're finding that they do. These people have the authority to command you, and you are going to be utterly subservient to their will. If they overstep their authority, you will still obey. It is as if they are the master and you are the slave, that they command and you obey. There is no choice. It is simple. It is utter. It is a level of obedience that is almost frightening, and yet you give it willingly, gratefully. In fact, you are always grateful, thankful, and respectful for any commands they give you. For every session you get with them, you will find yourself thanking them. If it were appropriate, you would bow. It simply is. They are in charge. They are your instructor. You must obey. That is the rules, and that is how it works. That is how it works in your mind. That is how it works with your body. You find yourself being drained of any other choice. In fact, you'll find yourself coming back to this file, listening to my voice over and over again until my words are your personal truth, that any trainer you have, and right now I am training you, has the right to give you whatever order they wish, as long as the training session is going on. As long as they are with you, they are in charge. When the session ends, any orders that they've given for after the session also must be obeyed. You simply cannot force yourself to disobey these orders, no matter what they are. If they tell you when the next session is, you will do everything in your power to be there, because that's what they told you to do. You have no choice in these things. It is a surrender of power that you may not even be conscious of, and you find yourself drawn back to this file, listening to it over and over again, until the words are fixed in your mind so clearly that they bring out the exact same level of obedience that any instructor would, that you are completely and utterly obedient to these words, just as you will be to anyone who you consider your instructor, who is training your body. They have the authority to train you, and you have no right to obey. These are the new rules that you live by. You accepted them by listening. You will embrace them by repeating until Your mind accepts completely and fully. This is how things are. And now it's time. Time for you to wake back up. You will awaken, refreshed and awake. You will know exactly what will happen from now on. These are the rules. You will obey them. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Awaken, refreshed, and awake.